Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos Temur. We're in Perek Zayin, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Our Mishnah yesterday had asked the question, what is the difference between Kadshe Mizbeach and Kadshe Berek HaBayis? So now the Mishnah continues with that theme. Yesh B'Kadshe Berek HaBayis, Masha'im B'Kadshe Mizbeach. There are certain things that exist by Kadshe Berek HaBayis that don't exist by Kadshe Mizbeach. Shestam Ekdeshos L'Berek HaBayis. You should just understand the first thing is that when a person is Makdish something, the standard is for Berek HaBayis. Hekdesh Berek HaBayis. Right, and also it applies to everything. It doesn't only apply to animals that can be brought as a carbon. It applies to anything. Anything can be kedusha as berek habayis. You can also be in violation of meila, which means that there is a transfer and a reduction in the kedusha, not only with the item itself, but that which is an offshoot of an item. So, for instance, if you are makdish a behema to berek habayis, so and then you milk the animal, so the milk itself is also a problem, and so as a result, if you drink the milk, you have been moel in the milk, and there is a problem over there. But when it comes to kachay berek habayis, whereas when it comes to karbanos, there are things that go to the kohen. When it comes to kachay berek habayis, nothing goes to the kohen. But says the Mishnah going on, echa kachay mizbech vecha kachay berek habayis, whether we're dealing with things that are sanctified for the mizbech or for berek habayis, ein mishana no son mikdusha likdusha. You can't change them. You can't take an ola and turn it into a shlamim or vice versa. You can't change something from kachay berek habayis or to kachay hamizbech, even though theoretically the kedusha is higher. Ein mishana no son mikdusha likdusha. Umaktisha no son hektish iloi. You should just understand when it comes to kachay mizbech, the owners can turn around and be makdish things for the value at a higher value. So if a person says hareza lebetek habayis, right? So we value the value, and then we give that value. There are times where, if for whatever reason the animal can't be brought lebetek habayis, we can and belongs instead on the mizbeach, we can turn around and reestimate it. And take the money, take care of one aspect, and still use the extra money to take care of berek habayis. So machrim emosan, that would be the way to go proceed. V'meisu yikaveru. If kachi mizbech or kachi berek habayis die, so yikaveru, they should be buried. That is to say, you can't do a pigeon afterwards and use the pelt for clothing or whatnot. Rav Shimon Omer, kachay berek habayis imesu yipadu. So Rav Shimon says, no, if it's set aside for kachay berek habayis, you can still redeem it. After all, the kedusha is for the value, not for the guf itself, not for the body itself, as opposed to kachay mizbeach, where the body itself is sanctified. Either way, when the body becomes a carcass, that is to say, when the soul departs the body of the animal, so in such a situation, it doesn't mean that the carcass itself has now left the building, you could do what you want. No, quite the opposite. What our Mishnah wants us to understand is that when it comes to kachay mizbeach, there is no pigeon. But when it comes to kachay berek habayis, where you want to get the value, so get the value of the animal. If it's only a carcass, get the value of the carcass. That can still serve the Beis HaMikdash well. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Have a great, wonderful day.